KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, in high school sports around the area last night, a Glenwood co-ed track meet saw Glenwood win the girls' team championship with 157 points. Atlantic, the runner-up, with 118. Shenandoah, Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, St. Albert, and Lewis Central round out the rest of the field. Allie Krogman of Atlantic was a two-time winner last night, winning both the 3,000 and 1,500-meter events. Melanie Nielsen also was a winner in the 200 meters. Atlantic's 4x4 team of Samantha Peterson, Allie Siggins, Amanda Goody, and Alex Hartwig also was a winner in last night's meet. On the boys' side, it was Glenwood with 139 points, the winners. Harlan finishing second with 113. Abe Lincoln, St. Albert, Thomas Jefferson, Shenandoah, Atlantic, and Lewis Central the rest of the field. Highlights for Atlantic last night came from Tyler Hovey as he won both the shot and discus championships last evening. Harlan hosting its Johnson girls relays last night. Harlan winning the team title with 171 points. Trainer, the runner-up, with 75. Dallas Center Grimes right behind with 74. Denison, Tri-Center, Sioux City North, Underwood, Clarinda, AHST, Kemper Catholic, Riverside, and Harlan Red round out the rest of the teams in that field in that order. Among the highlights, trainers Shaylee Rath wins the high jump and the 100 hurdles, while Tri-Center's Ashton Alfers was a winner in both the 1,500 and 3,000-meter events last night. In high school golf last night, in girls' action, it was Atlantic topping Harlan 199-225. Medalist was Brooke Fletcher of Atlantic with a 45. Runner-up medalist was Caitlin Walter for the Trojans with a 49. Bailey Walter shot 51 and Shelby Worth 54 last night to help lead the Trojan effort on the back nine at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Also in golf last night, in boys' action, it was Audubon over Griswold, 164-205. Medalist was Audubon's Andrew Earlmeyer, who shot a 2-under par 34. Great night for him. Andy Hoffman was runner-up with a 42. Michael Byland shot 43 and Drew Keller 45 for the Wheelers. For the Tigers last night, C.J. Coughlin and Trayton Oakleaf each posted 50s. On the girls' side, it was Audubon beating Griswold 209-224 at the Griswold Golf and Country Club. Audubon's Susie Byland was medalist, posting a round of 42. Griswold's Serena Robinette was runner-up as she shot a round of 44. Also for the Wheelers, Lexi Tigason and Faith Flifflet each posted a 54, while for the Tigers, Cassidy Legg shot 55 last night. In high school soccer last night, in girls' action, it was St. Albert topping Atlantic 7-0. Marin McNeese with 25 saves in that match last night. Also on the boys' side, Sioux City Bishop Elin Catholic over Denison 3-1 in soccer. In tennis last night, in boys' action, Atlantic defeating Harlan 5-4. Trojans getting three singles victories. Matt Cook, Noah Welter, and Jake Arneson posting wins. In doubles, Mitch Leiferman and Tyler Fisher teamed up for a win. So did Welter and Arneson to give Atlantic that team victory. Also last night in boys' tennis, it was Thomas Jefferson over Audubon 9-0, while Denison beat St. Albert 9-0. In girls' tennis last night, Harlan over Atlantic 6-3. Trojans getting three singles victories. Leah Chepkes, Hope Boker, and Lisa Gearhart posting victories last night. Also, Denison beat Abraham Lincoln by a score of 7-2 in girls' tennis. In Major League Baseball action last night, Joe Mather's two-run single with two down in the ninth inning lifted the Chicago Cubs to a 3-2 come-from-behind win over the St. Louis Cardinals. That was a game heard here on KJAN. St. Louis closer Jason Mott had the Cubs down to their final strike when Mather, a former Cardinal, grounded a 2-2 slider up the middle, scoring Brian LaHare and Giovanni Soto. LaHare battled Mott for 12 pitches before drawing a one-out walk. Mott then walked Soto before Steve Clevenger's grounder moved the runners up to set the plate for Mather. Rafael Dolis picked up the win in relief. Jaime Garcia outdueled Matt Garza, who held St. Louis to two runs and four hits over seven innings, striking out five and walking three. Neither figured in the decision. Elsewhere in the National League, it was the Giants sweeping a doubleheader from the Mets 6-1 and 7-2. Milwaukee beat Houston 6-5. Arizona downing Philadelphia 9-5. Dodgers over Atlanta 7-2. In the American League, Jose Bautista hit a two-run homer. Kelly Johnson also went deep, and the Toronto Blue Jays beat the bumbling Kansas City Royals 4-1. The Blue Jays improved to 6-1 on the road this season, while Kansas City just lost its 11th straight game to finish up a winless 10-game homestand. The Royals became the first team to lose its first 10 at home since the Chicago Cubs dropped 12 in a row at Wrigley Field in 1994. Eric Hosmer scored the Royals' only run with a homer leading off the second inning. Elsewhere in the AL, it was the Yankees over Texas 7-4, Boston beat Minnesota 6-5, and the White Sox over Oakland 4-0. In Pacific Coast League baseball last night, it was Memphis over the Iowa Cubs 6-2. Omaha beat Nashville 6-3. Omaha at home this afternoon against Nashville, while Iowa will play an afternoon contest as well against Memphis. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Iowa State will go into fall practice with sophomore Jared Barnett and senior Steele Jantz still battling at the quarterback position after spring ball, and Cyclone coach Paul Rhodes says that's not unusual.
Even without having a couple guys like we have that have that experience, that you know what each one brings, I don't know if the springtime ever gives you enough time and situations more accurately to put your guys in and say, this is our guy. You want to give them enough reps with the ones, and then you got to split time with the twos and so forth, and you're limited on scrimmage situations. You don't have the full playbook in or as much as you're going to have in August.
Rhodes says Barnett definitely has everyone's attention when he is in the game.
I think Steele Jantz has the ability to make more plays because of his escapability and then ability to improvise on the run. And I think all those things showed with both those guys. Our football team recognizes the competition. I think everybody sees it as something that's healthy. And we'll look forward to August and what that will provide for us.
Whoever ends up starting at quarterback, there's still a question mark as to whether they'll be handing off to Chantrell Johnson. Rhodes says Johnson can work out but can't take part in the 7-on-7 drills as he continues to recover from a neck injury.
He is fully cleared, running, lifting, doing everything else with the team. He's not cleared yet to do anything football-wise. So anything that right now that could create a collision or something like that, they will wait until July when they take the final round of pictures and his surgeon sees those and decides whether he's going to sign off and let Chantrell and his family make a decision whether he's going to play football again.
Rhodes says he can't say for sure if the junior tailback will be cleared.
You know, speculation is probably that he will get cleared, but until that final round of x-rays is taken and viewed, we'll just sit back and wait and see and let the young man train like he is going to play.
Johnson was hurt in the Texas game last year and had run for 247 yards before being knocked out of action. Arkansas is bringing back John L. Smith to replace Bobby Petrino as football coach. Smith gets a 10-month deal. Smith is a former head coach at Michigan State in Louisville who left the Razorbacks as an assistant coach after last season to take over the program at Weber State. Petrino was fired April 10th for failing to disclose his relationship and $20,000 in gifts to a woman that he later hired as his assistant. The hiring allows athletic director Jeff Long to take his time in finding a long-term replacement. The New Orleans Saints general manager Mickey Loomis says the club has signed 42-year-old place kicker John Casey to a one-year contract. Playing in all 16 of the Saints' 2011 regular season games, Casey hit 28 of 34 field goal attempts with a long of 53 yards and has converted nearly 82% of his field goal tries in his career. His 1,970 points ranks him eighth in NFL history. In basketball news, Thunder forward James Harden underwent tests Monday following his concussion in the previous day's game against the Los Angeles Lakers, and he'll be reevaluated today. Harden participated in limited activities on Monday, but must go through additional steps under the NBA's concussion policy before he's cleared to play again. Harden dropped to the ground after taking a vicious backward elbow to the head from, Meta World Peace, otherwise known as Ron Artest, after the Lakers forward was celebrating a dunk. World Peace, or Ron, who claims he accidentally clipped Harden while celebrating the dunk, faces discipline from the NBA as the regular season winds down and the Lakers prepare to open up the playoffs this weekend. On the court last night, Washington beat Charlotte 101-73, Indiana over Detroit 103-97, Philadelphia beat New Jersey 105-87, Memphis topping Cleveland 109-101, Milwaukee beat Toronto 92-86, and San Antonio dumping Portland 124-89. In the National Hockey League playoffs last night, it was Phoenix 4-0 over Chicago. Phoenix wins that series as they move on into the second round of the playoffs. The New York Rangers stay alive last night as they post a 3-2 win over Ottawa. That sends that first round series to a Game 7. And ticket sales for this week's 103rd running of the Drake Relays are described as brisk. Drake Associate Athletic Director Dennis Francois says barring bad weather, the stands should be packed both Friday and Saturday.
We're definitely preparing for record crowds again. We had a record year last year in terms of attendance, and we had four beautiful days of weather. It looks like we might have a little bit of chance of rain on Friday, but as always, we'll run it right through. And without any lightning, we'll just keep things on schedule and going for another great relays at the 103rd running here.
Just over 14,000 people attended the Drake Relays on Saturday last year, which amounted to a sellout.
This year, how we're going to fare against that will be kind of determined on our walk-up crowd, but we had a big uptick today, of course, with the high schools being announced over the weekend, and anticipate continued traffic up there in the ticket office.
One of the first big Drake Relays events, the Pole Vault, will be held Wednesday night inside Jordan Creek Mall in West Des Moines. The heptathlon and decathlon begin on Thursday. The bulk of the Drake Relays events are scheduled for Friday and Saturday at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.